Tell us about the Men Alive movement, how it all began and what it means to you.
Yeah, sitting in church one day, looking around during what I could say was a not-so-brilliant homily, and what I saw was the question I was going to give the next period of my life to, in fact, the last 11 years to, and that is this question: where are all the men? In our congregation, in my local church, women outnumber the men 3-1. All the women have got grey hair, men have got grey hair and some got no hair. There's almost nobody under the age of 45 in church, and I'm thinking to myself, what happened? Where do they go? Why aren't they here? And I dedicated my life to that. I started a work called Men Alive. It's a work at the local church, the local level, rather than at the national or regional level, although we're a national ministry. But we work in local parishes, local regions mostly. And we work with men trying to use language that men get, rather than religious language. We use real life, human language, life application language. And we speak to them about the things that matter. Their marriages, their children, their workplace, being grandparents, what is their identity and purpose in life, trying to deal with the things that matter for men's lives.
In closing, Robert Fauzon from the Men Alive movement, what advice would you give to anyone who's listening at the moment? Maybe they're struggling in life, or you've started to fan the flames for them.
Well, yeah, how many hours have you got? In the last 11 years, we've been to 25 regions, 195 churches, and spoken to 12,000 men. Overwhelmingly, the depth of a man's heart desires to be useful, desires to make a difference. When they're young, 13, 14, 15, they dream that maybe they could change the world. Maybe they could be the one that could make a difference. But life has a way of defeating us. Life is hard, and we are not all that we thought we could be. We sort of resign to the mediocre. We do things that we don't want to do. We say things that we shouldn't say. We look at things that we shouldn't look at. And then what happens is we get defeated. So we say, well, I'll just settle for something small rather than something big. My encouragement, my challenge, my desire and dream for the men of Australia would be that we would not be intimidated by our brokenness and our sin, by our weakness and our tendencies, but we would have faith and trust in an almighty, powerful, wonderful, passionate, magnificent God, that they could use all of us, including our brokenness, all of our being, including our weakness, for good, that we could make a difference in the world and our churches this day. Today, if today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts.
Robert Fauzon, thank you for your time today.
It's my pleasure, David. Thank you.
Well, Grant, what do you reckon? You know I'm always looking for your approval. Do you like the interview?
Not bad, Dave. Don't want to give you too big a rap. No, listen, mate, it was great. And it sounds like the Men Alive brekkie they ran recently and the weekends they run around the country are awesome too.
Yeah, too true, Dodsy. It's one of those movements that's really challenging men to become strong witnesses to their faith and be serious about being forces for good in churches, families, and the world. And I experienced that firsthand by attending.
Yeah, it was a good interview, mate, and you're a good guy. Well done.
I know.
Coming up, Chasing You by Bethel Music.
Faith, hope, love, and life. You're on The Journey.
You're listening to The Journey, music, interviews, and wisdom for living life to the full.
I want
The Journey with Dodsy and Dave.
And now, inspiring you to dream, here's Bruce Downes, the Catholic guy.
I had a couple of hours free last week and decided to take Rosemary, my wife, to the movies. When we looked up the movies on the net, there seemed to be a huge array of movies to watch. And this didn't make it any easier to choose what to go and see. I asked Rosemary what she wanted to go and see, and she browsed and I browsed what there was, and well, there were so many things on, but sometimes you just got to be in the right mood to see the right kind of movies. I like to go and see action movies. Rosemary likes to go and see romance movies. Now, that's not particularly strange, is it? So we had a quick look, but there was nothing that really whet our appetite. We remembered that friends had recommended one of the movies, but those friends didn't always like the same movies as us, so that wasn't really super helpful. Although we really wanted to go to the movies, we just reached a stalemate in choosing the movie. As we don't go all that often, we didn't want to just settle for anything. When you make choices in life, what process do you use? Do you allow your emotions and feelings to lead your decision? Do you like to try something out, like checking out the trailer? Do you ask for advice and consider the opinions of others? A simple decision like choosing a movie brought all those things into play. But we follow similar steps when we make bigger decisions, don't we? As Christian people, we are never alone in our decision-making, big or small. We can always place our decisions before Jesus, each day in prayer. Now, because that movie date was more about time with my wife Rosemary than me, I let her let me choose the movie. It was great. Hey, why don't you join me at thecatholicguy.com, where you'll be inspired to dream.
You're listening to The Journey with Dodsy and Dave.
How miserable I am. I feel like a fruit picker who arrived here after the harvest. There's nothing here at all. Nothing at all here that could placate my hunger. The godly people are all gone. There's not one honest soul left alive here on the planet. We're all murderers and thieves, setting traps here for even our brothers. And both of our hands are equally skilled at doing evil, equally skilled at bribing the judges, equally skilled at perverting justice. Both of our hands, both of our hands. The day of justice comes. leaving now, swiftly arriving. Don't trust anyone at all, not your best friend or even your wife. For the son is the father, the daughter despises even her mother. Look, your enemies right in the room of your very household, and both of their hands are equally skilled at doing evil, equally skilled at bribing the judges, equally skilled at perverting justice. Both of their hands, both of their hands. No, don't gloat over me, for though I fall, I will rise again. Though I sit here in darkness, the Lord alone, He will be my light. I will be patient as the punishes me for the wrongs I've done against Him. After that, He'll take my case, bringing me to light and to justice for all I have suffered. And both of His hands are equally skilled at ruining evil, equally skilled at judging the judges, equally skilled at ministering justice. Both of His hands, both of His hands are equally skilled at showing me mercy, equally skilled at loving the lovers, equally skilled at ministering justice. Both of His hands, both of His hands.
Now with their tips for vibrant marriages and family life, here's Byron and Francine Parola with Smart Loving.
Many people think that the key to a successful marriage is finding the right person. Clearly, there is some common sense in this notion. After all, having someone who shares your beliefs and values, has similar interests, and is a person of virtue and integrity all makes marriage a whole lot easier. However, for many, this compatibility test sets up an unhelpful mindset. The reality is that every intimate relationship, be it a marriage, family life, or close friends, will challenge us. Marriages that last do so not because there's an absence of incompatibility, but rather because they successfully navigate it.
Most times, when we find ourselves in places of disagreement, the marriage is not failing. Rather, it is just doing what it's supposed to do, helping us to grow. Growth doesn't happen without a measure of pain, self-denial, and hard work. That's the nature of growth. It stretches us. Of course, this is not the same as saying that marriage is supposed to be painful. But where did it ever say that marriage was going to be completely painless? When we have a belief that successful marriage is all about finding the right one, the perfect soulmate, the inevitable arguments will naturally lead us to conclude that we made a mistake, that we chose the wrong person. In fact, it is far more likely that this perfectly good marriage is just helping us to grow.
This mindset is ultimately self-centered, and love generally, and marriage specifically, is an exercise in other-centeredness. If we approach each other with a mindset of judging whether this person is the right one for me, we become a critical consumer rather than a giver of self.
A bigger and better question, again both before and after marriage, is, am I becoming the right person for you? If both a husband and wife live their life with this mindset, then marriage becomes much, much easier.
We're Byron and Francine Parola. For more tips on relationship, visit smartloving.org.
Together on the journey, faith, hope and love for life in all its fullness.
That was Byron and Francine Parola with their tips for smart loving and great marriages.
That was jam-packed with goodness there, the Parolas again, and Bruce Downs, the Catholic guy, with his message about making decisions.
Here's a couple of events coming up in the Diocese of Wollongong.
Bishop Peter Ingham invites clergy, parish pastoral councils, all parishioners and other interested people to gather and participate in the continued development of parishes working together and the diocesan pastoral plan. Now, this is all happening on Saturday, the 1st of March 2014, from 10 a.m. till 2 p.m, and that includes lunch. Where's it all happening? Well, it's happening at St Mary's Star of the Sea College Hall at Harbour Street, Wollongong. Please contact Darren McDowell by Wednesday, the 26th of February, on 4222 2463. That's 4222 2463.
Young people, you'll love this one. Bishop Peter Ingham wants to hear your voice. Young people from ages 12 and up, and those involved with young people, for example, parents, teachers, clergy, youth ministers, and catechists, are invited to complete a survey on what works and what is needed for Catholic youth. You just go to the Catholic Diocese website to find out more. On Saturday, the 15th of March, 2014, and it's between 7 p.m. and 10 p.m, an informal evening of focus, fellowship, and fish and chips will be held at the Xavier Centre, Wollongong. The evening will provide dinner, music, and opportunities for brainstorming and gathering ideas around Catholic youth ministry. For more information, contact our Diocesan Youth Office, 4222 2460. That number again, 4222 2460.
Coming up, Pete Gilmore, Living the Gospel.
Yeah, looking forward to that one. Faith, hope, love, and life. You're tuned to The Journey.
Now let's live the gospel with Pete Gilmore.
One of the great stories in Jesus' life was early in his ministry when he was calling people to come follow him. Two of these guys, Andrew and James, were walking behind Jesus. I guess they were curious to see where he was going and what he was doing. After all, a great prophet, John the Baptist, had just said publicly that Jesus is the one we've all been waiting for. So at one point, Jesus stops, he turns around and he asks them, "What are you looking for?" What a fantastic question. It's the perfect question. How often do we end up in a bad situation, down a bad track, and we ask ourselves, "How on earth did I get here?" What we search for, we will find. So in your decisions today, what are you looking for? Are you looking for money? Are you looking for acceptance? Are you looking for fun? Are you looking for God? I pray that we would become aware of the things that drive us so that we can live with passion and with purpose. God bless.
You're listening to The Journey, music, interviews and wisdom for living life to the full.
All the times they go so fast, look forward, don't look back. It gets ahead of me, so I sit reflectively. Did I travel the seven seas, or cure a rare disease? Did I lie with you at night, or just get drunk and fight? Camel through the eye, Danny the lion's guide. Teach me what to know. All these years did fly. Tame the beast to send, control the elements. I love the last to cry to give in my stride. Summer, autumn, winter, spring. What I said, I meant everything. I was bad at black and blue, but you got me through.
That was Danny's Den by Castle Coma. And before that, we had Pete Gilmore. Look, I love having his regular inputs on the show. Now, Dave, have you got a big week ahead, mate?
Well, I have to a degree. What I've noticed is I fill my days up and the weeks just fly by. Have you noticed that?
I have noticed that, actually, mate.
And what about yourself, Grant? What's happening for you?
Too much. So much. Too much to mention here, that's for sure. Look, one thing is for sure, though. On next week's show, we're going to do it all again. Great music, interviews and inputs from our awesome presenters.
Too right, Grant. Bruce Downs, the Catholic guy, Sister Hilda with her wisdom from the Abbey, Trish McCarthy with her milk and honey segment, and of course the Parolas. We'll keep those smart, loving tips coming for great marriages.
Thanks for joining us here on The Journey. It's all about faith, hope, love and life. And remember,
have yourselves a great week.
The Journey is produced by the Catholic Diocese of Wollongong in cooperation with Pulse 94.1 and edited by Jude Hennessy and Daniel Hopper from the Office of the Bishop.